From the Rio Grande to the Sabine and the Canadian to the San Antonio. If it's in Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texan in chief, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story today, former Trump administration official and Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli joins us to talk about the ranked choice voting scam and explains why he called out Governor Abbott for his ongoing, quote, BS, end quote, on Operation Lone Star, and he calls it a photo op. The Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com. Space historian Bob Zimmerman calls out NASA for putting woke ideology above its science mission. And the Texas House changes its property tax relief plan. There are some details on this. And frankly, instead of getting better in a way, it may be getting worse. Listen to Pratt on Texas on demand anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a podcast recording of today's show and other interviews at prattontexas.com. On the big shooting at the outlet mall in Allen, interesting story came out of CBS News that police have proactively put out a statement that one of the big people who was a witness quoted in all of the media everywhere, this Spainhauer guy, a former U.S. Army officer, local police have actually put out statements saying he's not a reliable witness. He stands by everything he said. It's kind of odd. I mean, why? You know, he's just talking to the media. Why? I don't know. An employee died at a Marathon refinery in Galveston Bay on Monday. Sad story there. Harris County shooting, a driver crashed after being shot twice on the freeway. It's kind of a big deal. A driver and a passenger in a car at a car rally. They left. They were some kind of altercation with somebody else. And I guess somebody got them, shot them. They were going over 100 miles an hour, caused a really big accident, damaged a lot of property there. Another story, this from Aaron Anderson at the Texas Scorecard. David Holwin, 27, a high school teacher at Texas Can Academies in Austin, has been arrested and charged over sexually assaulting a 16-year-old female student after sending her hundreds of sexual images or sexual messages and explicit pictures of himself on social media. He was arrested earlier this month by Austin police. Terrible stuff just keeps on going, doesn't it? Hey, today in Texas history, two ships from the Texas Navy, the Austin and the Wharton, won a battle with two Mexican ships off the coast of Yucatan. That was May 16th in 1843. It's also the day that Teddy Roosevelt arrived there at the Menger Hotel and a bar in 1898 to recruit the Rough Riders for the 1st Volunteer Cavalry. It's also the date in 1968 that 400 Hispanic students at Edgewood High School in San Antonio held their walkout demonstration that led to the famous Edgewood suit that ruled unconstitutional Texas school funding system, as minority-dominated school districts had massively less resources for education than other areas. News out of Austin, out of the Quorum Report gossip rag, is that on the subject we talked about yesterday on Abbott's threat to call special sessions to get meaningful school choice passed, that they claim that multiple GOP sources have told them, and of course that could just be GOP members of the House talking to each other. I've seen this happen a lot. Well, what do you think the governor's going to do? And all of a sudden everybody's talking about it so much but this one actually sounds right, that he might call a special session, oddly, instead of calling them right back on the subject in the summer, he might call them back in September. So that's interesting. And I don't know what kind of man. I have nothing against Mr. Weldon Hurt in Abilene, but I don't know what kind of man you people in Abilene just elected to the mayorship, and I would be extraordinarily worried if I were you, because He seems to have his education about American politics directly from the leftist revolutionary activists and not from the actual law, the history, and American experience. There's a huge Texas Tribune story out today by that left-wing ProPublica group. They did it jointly. Church's role in Abilene election prompts calls for investigations. The sub-ed, West Texas voters rejected three conservative Christian candidates who sought to infuse religious values into local politics. Excuse me? There's no law prohibition against that. That's part of being an American. But here's the part that concerns me. The second graph. I think there should be there should definitely be some penalties, said Weldon Hurt, a two-term Abilene City Council member who won his race for mayor against one of the candidates. Quote, I don't know how severe it should be, but I think there has to be a way to curtail this from happening again. I think there should be some discipline to these churches. Mr. Hurt, you're lucky you're not in the same room with me, because I'm going to go revolutionary American patriot on you. Verbally, of course. You're an ignoramus, sir. You're a disgrace to the American experience if this is truly quoted you properly. There is nothing that makes religious people, religious values, or churches unable to speak to politics and to be active in politics in the history of America. And in fact, if you knew anything of our history, you would know that that's the case. You do not. You have been informed on your idea of separation of church and state, which does not exist in the Constitution, from the left. That is a meme from the left, from the godless, God-hating, not just godless, but God-hating, serving Satan left in this country. You, Mr. Weldon Hurt, are a shameful American for this comment, if the context is correct. Now, I give plenty of... Look, it's the Texas Tribune and ProPublica. But the whole story, I mean, that's what he says. The churches ought to be disciplined. Excuse me, people, there is no law. And of course, we would not be America. That we would not be America if people in their churches were not able to speak to issues. What do you think it means? What do you think this is about? Well, it's against the law. No, it is not. This is one of the great lies that far too many of you have fallen prey to. There is nothing that makes it illegal. It is not, period. Churches throughout our history have been some of the greatest political and social movement leaders. The black churches and the civil rights movement, to this day, Democrat politicians speak during church services. They announce campaigns at church services. You see, it's okay for the left. Weldon Hurt, this is despicable, and it is beneath anyone who's been elected to mayor of a city in the state of Texas. You don't know what you're talking about, sir. Well, they ought to be punished. Robert, it's wrong. No, it isn't. All you people you're just so crazy. We're not talking about churches. We're talking about corporate status. If you choose to organize as a corporation, you can be a church and not even organize as a corporation. If you choose to organize as a corporation, you have the choice. You can be a for-profit where you have to pay income tax on, you know, retained earnings, anything over and above expense, or you can be not-for-profit. That's all it is. It's a rule in the IRS. It's not a law against being involved in politics. It's just simply, do you want to be not-for-profit or not? And they put some strictures on what not-for-profits can do, which, by the way, the Supreme Court's curtailed that kind of stuff quite a bit in the last decade or so. So that there's more freedom, Citizens United and other things. Weldon Hurt, this is disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. I had nothing against you personally, but now I know what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with a servant of the evil left when it comes to this issue. That people in their faith are not allowed to speak out. Well, Robert, he means churches, church. I'm telling you, there's nothing illegal. The political thing in churches is just a procedural matter on how your internal corporation is set up. It's not about a law about not being able to speak. Got guests lined up, so I don't have time to get into the House's newest version of property tax relief. There's a great piece at the Texas Tribune, also at the Texan.news. It is more convoluted than ever. It's amazing that they can just keep making it worse.
Patience is a virtue. Fret on Texas continues after this.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Do you have a skid steer? WestTexasAttachments.com. Do you need an attachment now? WestTexasAttachments.com. West Texas Attachments specializes in renting and selling skid steer attachments. Hay spike, got it. Post driver, got it. Grapple buckets, got it. Attachments for every skid steer job you need. WestTexasAttachments.com can get your skid steer doing whatever you need it to. WestTexasAttachments.com, and they deliver. Go to WestTexasAttachments.com.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Those of you listening in New Mexico and Oklahoma, we know you're all closet Texans at heart. Welcome to Pratt on Texas. Now, here's the man himself, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We're honored to have with us Ken Cuccinelli. You'll remember him as the real Republican and fighter when he was the Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia. He was also a major figure in the Trump administration, and we want to talk about something today. Mr. Cuccinelli, welcome to Pratt on Texas, the original talk show to cover Texas politics exclusively. I've been at this since the 1980s as far as involved in legislative politics in the bare-knuckle state of Texas. The show's been on 17-plus years. I know a lot about what goes on, and I'm very familiar with this so-called ranked choice voting. When I first saw it coming up, it reminded me of how in the 70s and 80s, the progressive left always favored a parliamentary system here. They're always talking about how some other system's better. And what they seem to not like is actually the very thing the founders and framers set up, which is the idea that in a republic, you really need decisive elections. This thing's gone on, and it's hard for me to believe that this thing has been enacted in places, especially a pilot program in Utah, of all places, and in Alaska. Tell everybody what this is, Ken Cuccinelli.
Yeah, rigged choice voting. It is, they call it ranked choice voting, and it is deceptively simple. It is actually very complicated. And that's one of the problems is you get in, the average voter gets into the voting booth with this system and they really don't know how it works. And I mean, it's disenfranchisement by confusion. I would also point out the way it works. Let's pretend there are three candidates running for an office. The way it works is candidate A gets 40, candidate B gets 30, and candidate C gets 20%. So the way it works is candidate C, And the people who go in to vote for each of these, those are their first choices. They also make second and third choices. So candidate C, as the lowest scoring candidate, is dropped from a second round of counting. And all the people who voted for candidate C as their first choice, then their second choice becomes their first choice. And those choices are allocated between candidates A and B, and since there are only two, one of them will break 50%. One of the problems with that is, first of all, that is confusing with the simplest example I can come up with.
And it doesn't even work in actual application. It hasn't even worked that way. Even the theoretical method doesn't seem to play out.
No, it doesn't, because what happens is confused people fill out one box or they misfill out the boxes, and so their ballot is disqualified, so they don't get to vote for anybody. But even when it works, those folks who voted for candidate C also vote for A or B. What happened to one person, one vote? Well, that person just got two votes.
Yeah, and it's more, it's shocking to me that this system that so many people around the country have been seduced into thinking this was good enough to put it into practice outside of somewhere like Berkeley, California, because it does violate the one man, one vote, but it also seems to be, it must have been championed. And I'm not talking about the leftists behind it. This is all part of the nefarious stuff going around that they try to do. But, you know, the rank and file, the people out there that went along with it and said, oh, this is a great idea. It seems as if they've never actually had in the trenches experience in politics, because the idea that voters know enough about, often they don't, other than the very top of the ballot, that's why we get undervotes down the ballot, other than the top two or three races, it is not uncommon for fairly regular voters, I mean near perfect voter score voters, to not know very much about any of the other candidates. And in this system, they actually need to know something about everybody. I mean, if there's six people in the race, they need to know something about everybody so that they can rank them. And if they don't rank them all, then their ballot gets thrown out, right?
Yes, that's correct. Or at least for the later rounds of counting, yes.
Now, how did
this... If they fill out one, then they're done in the later rounds of counting. Their ballot doesn't count.
And we saw this play out, for those who want to remember, we saw this play out in Alaska, but it's happened all over New York City. You've had it in New York, you've had it in Utah, and it's been an absolute mess everywhere. In fact, no conservative institution this, the Hubert H. Humphrey School of Public Affairs at the University of Minnesota, has done a big study on it. It says, look, the things that they promised that this would help with, it doesn't help with. It doesn't. And that's a whole other subject, this issue of, well, it'll help voter turnout. I'm not sure that we want, personally, I'm against higher voter turnout in the sense that I think the republic is much healthier with people who turn out to vote because they care.
Let me address that real quick. The voter turnout, the first job isn't to win your vote. It's to give you something to vote for. So what do I mean by that? I mean, part of the candidate's responsibility as a candidate is to give you a reason to show up.
Right.
You vote twice on election day. Vote number one is, am I going to vote? Vote number two is, who am I going to vote for? And those are both important. And, so to your point, if 100% voter turnout were achieved because everybody was interested in the election, that would be great. If 100% voter turnout is mandated by the government, and so everybody is slavishly ordered to show up, that's not great.
No, and we see that in lots of countries. Mexico, my wife is from there. You have mandatory voting in these countries. They certainly don't have any more of a healthy democracy or Republican form of government than the United States. So that whole voter turnout thing's a lie to begin with. There's a Senate bill in Texas, 921, SB 921, that seeks to make sure that we make certain that this is not adopted in the state of Texas. There were a couple of House bills, too, similarly. That bill made it out of the Senate a long time ago in Texas, way back on the 28th of March. It was referred to the House Elections Committee on the 3rd of April, and since I've been at this for decades, I called my little spies in the Capitol, and they got in touch with the folks even over in this committee. These bills, they're just sitting on them. Nobody seems to care anything about them. They've gone nowhere. They're not scheduled for a vote. Now, we're past some deadlines this last week in the House, but not in the House for Senate bills. So this bill still has time to be listened to, but apparently the folks there aren't wanting to do much about it. There may be some reasons for that, the way Texas laws are structured. There's a little bit less risk, I think, of local governments trying to implement it. However, it's rather important to push back against this stuff. You're working with an election transparency initiative. We're visiting with Ken Cuccinelli. you rightly called it rigged choice voting. It's just interesting that everywhere it's been tried, it's been an absolute mess, and it's made people distrust the system even more, and yet the progressives are really pushing hard for it, which tells you there's something wrong with it.
Well, and you mentioned the Hubert Humphrey study. You know, they're left-wingers who basically debunked all the left's claims about ranked choice voting. I would also point out that my understanding is there are just grassroots NAACP leaders, not the national political folks, who don't like ranked choice voting because when for the very reason I said, people get in the voting booth and they're confused by it and they feel like the folks they represent are being disenfranchised. And that's a concern that I take very seriously. And we've seen how difficult it is just to manage these systems by the people who are supposed to know how to do it. And they had 800,000 voters in the New York City Democrat primary last year. It took them 10 days to count the votes. 10
yeah,
days.
It's insane. It just adds to more distrust of the election system. We're visiting with Ken Cuccinelli. We'll be back in a moment with more on Pratt on Texas.
Pratt's interview continues after you hear from our generous sponsors. Pratt on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
A Texas Aggie from the big country said he and his wife visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be, very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. He added that the dental work he had done would have been about $12,000 at home, and of course that wouldn't have come with a fun vacation in which he and his wife toured volcanoes, hot springs, a nature and wildlife park, a coffee farm, a central market, and took a riverboat ride, went ziplining, and dined at some nice restaurants. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Employers, are you needing to fill a position? I'm Michael White with Goodwin Recruiting. I can take the burden and headache off your plate and find the best candidate for you. Email mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. That's mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. Email me for more information and let me know that you heard it on Pratt. Get the Goodwin team working for you. Email mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. Connecting great people to great employers. That is the Goodwin Recruiting way.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans. Employers are looking for solutions, and my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution.
With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com.
Some claim to cover Texas. Here's a man who proves his claim daily. It's your Texas political swami, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We're visiting with Ken Cuccinelli, and we were talking about this ranked choice voting scheme. It is a rigged election scheme. Even where they've tried it in good faith, it's been an absolute nightmare across the country. And if you want to make sure that this gets banned in Texas, you need to call your state reps and tell them that you want it to be heard. It's Senate Bill 921. You want the House Elections Committee to hear it this week. That needs to be done. Attorney General Cuccinelli, or Secretary or Deputy Secretary, you held so many jobs. Yeah. You were really involved in the Trump administration and the Homeland Security area. And one of the things I wanted to talk with you about was because you actually were sort of a headline of my show on Pratt on Texas last week. And I actually said in my teaser, finally, former Trump official Abbott's border claim BS. You know, I've been at this a long time. I'm a former Republican chairman. I just don't believe in misleading people. And yet I've been on this for several years and $5 billion later on this Operation Lone Star and all that. I'm a border hawk. But the fact is, We were told by the governor when this started, oh, this is going to stop people from coming across. It's going to discourage them from coming across. We're going to stop them from coming across. They went up and threw a little concertina wire up near the Rio Grande, near Del Rio, and a few shipping containers. And then within a week, we have video of the state troops and DPS helping a group of illegal aliens climb through the concertina wire and giving them safe and secure passage over to the Border Patrol so they can get their catch and release. And it was really delightful to me, not because I have any animosity towards Governor Abbott. This has been a lie. Now, this last week, we've seen a few videos. Finally, there are a few videos of DPS and Texas National Guard actually stopping people. However, even those reports, just 100 yards down, the people just come up in another area and are seen walking up in mass and then surrendering to Border Patrol. You called the governor out on this. I would like your thoughts on this, because I think I've been put on a sort of a blacklist over it. But, you know, telling the truth sometimes isn't pleasant. But I would like your perspective on this, because I believe it's been said multiple times that this is what was happening with our billions of dollars and the National Guard and DPS troops along the Texas border, and it was just not true.
Yeah, it's so I've advocated for a long time. First of all, I and others like Mark Morgan, you know, people who know about the border, said at the beginning of Operation Lone Star that if you aren't putting people back into Mexico, you're wasting your money, period.
Yeah, it's burned through a massive amount of money. Texas is big. We're talking billions of dollars now.
Billions of dollars, yes. And so I was talking to someone else who's been on the border the last couple of days this morning, and they said, no, Ken, you're wrong. That has accomplished exactly what it was intended. Lots of photo ops for politicians who don't have to go to another time zone to get pictures of themselves in a war zone.
Lots of Fox News appearances for somebody whose chief strategist is a New Hampshireite looking at the New Hampshire primaries. And that's been what I've told people about Governor
Abbott. The northern border. let's tell people what this is based on. So Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution, the very end of Article 1, which you may remember as being called the Compacts Clause, list things states are not allowed to do without congressional permission. One of them is wage war, not surprisingly, but there is an exception to that when you are actually invaded. Then it is up to the state's governor to decide how to respond. Now, we're not suggesting tanks and planes and shooting. You don't need that. It really just needs to look like the same thing federal officials were doing with Title 42. You stop them, turn them around, put them back in Mexico. That simple. Nothing violent or dramatic about it. But you've got to have the will to do it. And they've got to know you have the will to do it. That's all that is required. And for all of the 26 months of Operation Lone Star, and of course, they're always called cool things, right?
Right.
It's never Operation Photo Op. You know? It's a cool Texas name. It sounds swaggery and cowboyish.
And that's how the governor's presented it on television, with that kind of almost trying to borrow from my friend Rick Perry, his swagger on the deal. And people believe, I'm telling you, Ken Cuccinelli, people in my audience, people in Texas believe that we've been interdicting and turning back the illegal crossers. And it's just not been the case.
No, before last week, find one.
Not one time.
Be listening. Before last week, find one. He wasn't doing it. He used the word repel. He used this and that.
Yes.
So last week, there were instances, particularly in the Rio Grande Valley, where they actually barred the way of illegals trying to invade our country. Now, if they would do that across the border, guess what would happen? People would stop coming to the Texas border.
And I'd be applauding.
And I would, too. I'd swallow my pride and I'd applaud. And I applaud the instances where they did do it. But on the same days they were doing it in the Rio Grande Valley, they weren't doing it up in Del Rio.
Well, now, actually, even in the Rio Grande Valley, there was video 100 yards or more down, just a little bit down, with big groups coming straight over and surrendering to Border Patrol and doing nothing about it. In other words, beyond the frame of the camera. So this does seem to be a photo op. And I just it wouldn't bother me so much if it wasn't billions of dollars of our state money and pulling our law enforcement out of places where we need them, because the cartels, like a cancer, and all of the gang violence and things that goes with it and the trafficking is everywhere. It's in all of our cities, small and large.
Yes, it is. Every town is a border town now. And with the death that goes with it, with the local costs that come with more and more difficult schooling, I mean, the whole kit and caboodle.
Well, every county in West Texas is talking. We're talking about all our jails being full. That's the most expensive thing a county runs and can build. They're talking about needing more jail space. Well, you don't think this is part of it? Of course it's part of it.
Of course it's part of it. And people on the left then say, well, the crime rate isn't as high, really. Crime rate? Don't talk to me about the crime rate. These are crimes that never should have happened. I don't care what the rate is.
Right.
Because they should have never been allowed in the country.
Wouldn't you agree that the one thing, and it is a political leverage issue, that's all it is, the one thing of Operation Lone Star that really came along after we had already spent $4 billion and wasted several years, the real one thing that actually... it ain't going to change the Democrats, but it certainly put a lot of pressure on them, was starting to bust these people. My gosh, if we'd bust all these people up for all those years using the $4 billion, we wouldn't have any of them left in Texas. It would be great.
True. I'd rather they were bused to Mexico, but you are right. That has been effective, and I have to concede that even though it's essentially government-sponsored human trafficking, and the reason I say that is because that's what I said when the Biden administration did it, and I'm not going to change position just because friends or allies are doing it now. But it has lit a fire in the public debate, for sure. It is, you know, having Lori Lightfoot in Chicago and Mayor Adams in New York screaming bloody murder about what amounts to 2 days worth of border crossings.
Right.
Borders, I'm sure for Texans, it's amusing, but it points up the impact. This is not harmless.
Henry Cuellar lit into him, a Democrat rep from the Valley, lit into him this last week and pointed it out. I mean, you're talking about, you know, almost a statistical nothing compared to what our cities and communities are dealing with these people. And they're claiming that giant Chicago and New York are overwhelmed and can't handle it. 15 seconds, you want to sum up on this subject?
Well, look, it's a mixed bag as of last week. For the first time, Greg Abbott is actually stopping people at the border and praising his folks for doing it. It seems quite intentional, not one-off. Now we've got to encourage him to do it across more of the border. And if he's willing to do it, governors from other states need to send their own folks so Texas can extend the line all the way down the border for 1,200 miles.
Very good. Thanks for your time, Ken Cuccinelli on Pratt on Texas.
More Texas political and news analysis without a management muzzle in a moment. Pratt on Texas continues after this.
Hey now, Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers out here on I-20 between Abilene and Clyde. Our yard is always open, so you can stop in and check out our inventory. Each container for sale has a little orange price tag on the door. I told my wife the other day we might make one into a little mother-in-law apartment, you know, that you can put out behind the house. I'm going to call it the Contain Her.
Robert.
It locks from the outside.
Robert.
General Manager Jimmy Rogers invites you to experience the best in dining at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, where in addition to the best steaks and seafood, they have the largest French wine selection in Lubbock. Las Brisas is a rare Best of Award of Excellence winner from Wine Spectator. Spirits aficionados will find a large, special collection of cognac, bourbon, scotch, and other whiskeys, many of which are in the very rare category. Plan a great evening at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse soon.
If your business depends on its computers, remote managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Services is a must. Managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Service reduces problems and failures by monitoring and maintaining your computers remotely. And when something goes awry, you have an expert to help you immediately with full knowledge of your system. If you depend on your computers, managed services is what you need. Visit jbcs.com, jbcs.com to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you. jbcs.com.
It may be the stars and stripes forever for some, but to this guy, it's always Texas, our Texas, which inspires. Now helping you keep up with Texas, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Primetime Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We have the delight to have with us famed science writer, space historian, Bob Zimmerman of BehindTheBlack.com, a site I highly recommend to you. And I thought, you know, since we've done just did another one of our Blacklisted Americans update as a Pride on Texas podcast extra. You can just go to prideontexas.com, go to the podcast page. You'll be able to listen to that set of segments with Mr. Zimmerman on all this cancel culture blacklisting and fighting back that's going on. We also need to talk about, while we're talking about all that stuff, given that Texas is home to not only NASA's manned spaceflight center, but also really the center of the leading part of commercial space development, which with SpaceX and others, Firefly based in Austin, and there are others, because those are going to be competitors for NASA. And NASA's already a big bureaucracy that's slow to do much. And frankly, they're ensuring that they're going to be even slower and worse, I think, and going to let the private sector continue to not just run rings around them, but orbit rings around them. Bob Zimmerman, NASA has gone woke. I don't think that's new, but I do think under a Biden administration that things like they are everywhere are getting worse. Tell us about it.
Well, essentially, the Biden administration has returned to the Obama administration's policy of making NASA's most important priority, that of helping minorities. First, then it was Muslims. Now it's the alphabet soup of LBGQTBIPOC is XYZ and on and on and on. Bill Nelson, a few weeks ago, announced that they have now named two new people based on their race and gender, not on qualifications, very clearly, to take care of, to make sure that the agency will advance, quote, diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility.
Leave it to federal agencies to always add yet another letter to the acronym, because we're fighting this in the legislature. Everybody calls it DEI, but I've seen this too. They add the A for accessibility. So there you go. The feds just can't even be happy with the leftist acronyms they have to add to them.
Well, you've got to understand that none of those letters, those things, equity, diversity, inclusion, accessibility, have to do with any of, they're just the opposite.
Right.
They are basically designed to give power to, they're racist. They're designed to give, and apartheid, they're designed to give power to some minority races at the expense of others. So the two people named, Steve Hsu is to serve in the new position as the agency first diversity ambassador, whatever that means, and he selected Elaine Ho as the next associate administrator for the Office of Diversity and Equal Opportunity. Now, these two positions are very
what
clearly
planets
the equivalent.
What planets do those offices explore? Do they put people in space?
No, the Earth. Well, they're both the equivalent of the political offices that the
communists
would assign to every agency and business and operation in the Soviet Union, whereby they made sure that nobody in that agency, operation, business, or anything did anything that violated the political desires of the Soviet Communist.
And that's what DEI is.
It's the left.
Yeah, that's what DEI is. That's what the office of DEI is on these college campuses we're fighting in the Texas legislature. They don't teach classes. They're not even teaching students. They go around and do political indoctrination of faculty set rules and do constant, programming, mind programming. They call it training on how you have to hire people. And when you actually break it down and look at it, it's real simple. You have to hire people who swear allegiance to the political philosophies of the left under this DEI umbrella. So at NASA, we've got this focus not on science, not on the best and brightest trying to do new things, it appears. We've got the idea that we might not want the best scientist or the best engineer. But we need to make sure that this fits a bunch of check boxes for DEI plus A.
I don't like, I'll be honest, they call it DEI and so forth, but those are names, those are accurate, those are pseudonyms.
Yeah, we get
reality.
That. My audience
those
gets that.
Robert, let me finish. This is not picking people in checkboxes. This is people based on race. It
sure.
is outright bigotry, and we must be aware of that and
right.
state it that way every single time. The whole point of this is to make sure certain races get favored treatment, and they happen to be now minorities. It wasn't right when minorities got less treatment and whites were favored. It ain't right now that blacks are favored because of their race or because of Orientals or Asians or Hispanics. It's not right to favor people based on skin color or ethnicity. You're only supposed to pick by talent and merit. And I should say, the first manned mission that's going to go on Artemis to go around the moon, NASA's made a big deal that they have put the first person, man of color, and woman on that flight. In other words, it's not qualifications and your ability as an astronaut. That's not saying anything specific against these individuals, but NASA made it a point
no,
to choose
right.
two individuals based on skin color as astronauts.
Well,
and
for
that
minorities,
is not a good thing.
For minorities, Bob Zimmerman at BehindTheBlack.com, this is one of the great tragedies of these programs, because they might be the most qualified people,
yeah.
but that's not how NASA held them out. And thus, for the rest of their careers, it will be, well, they were just affirmative action picks. This is the old situation we have with all of this. And my question would be, at what point do people who know that these are life-risking enterprises begin to say, maybe I don't want to be part of that program. I'm going to go over and work with these new competitors like SpaceX because, you know, I'm not sure that I want to be in a vacuum outside of the Earth where there's no help and have to wonder whether the people I'm serving with are the best at what they do or whether they were a political pick out of the political commissar's office.
This is NASA. I'll tell you when this will have any chance of changing, though I'm not very optimistic. The only chance this has of changing is when people die. Die not because of bad engineering, but because of bad engineering created by not picking the best people to do the work. And it's one of the reasons that this is one of the reasons the government program is not as effective as the private enterprise these days, because the private enterprise, they are really forced to always go for the best, because if they don't, they won't be achieving anything, and they won't be able to do the best job, and they won't get customers. Well, the government, it's coercive tax dollars. They don't ever have to worry about whether they get their money as long as Congress budgets them. And so as soon as people start dying, there's a chance maybe they will be forced to change. I'm not very optimistic because that would require Congress to tell them to change, and that's not going to happen.
Well, and one of the things that people who don't quite understand all of this, and we've seen from polling in Texas during the legislative session that they don't really know what this DEI crap is that it specifically, overtly rejects the entire concept of merit. That word itself is a political no-go. You know, it gets you sent to the modern version of the gulag in Siberia. So this is dangerous stuff. When you take an agency that does the things NASA does and implement a philosophy, that the philosophy itself rejects the concept of merit, you've got real problems there.
It's like bridges falling down in Florida because they hired an architect firm because they had women rather than good architects, and that's what we're going to see here. And people will die. There's no question of that in space. Unfortunately, the government as it is today will not recognize the real problem. It'll probably blame capitalism, and it'll probably blame private enterprise, and it'll probably just add more power to these people.
Sadly, that's it. Robert Zimmerman, Bob Zimmerman, BehindTheBlack.com. I recommend the site. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Robert. Anytime.
That's it for today. Long live Liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country. Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.